You're listening to Your Retirement Radio with Kevin Madden.
I feel like we've heard about the 4% rule for as long as I can remember, right? And it's also a long debated withdrawal strategy. It suggests that people who are retiring can withdraw 4% of their savings to pay expenses in that first year. Each year after that, they can withdraw the same percentage adjusted for inflation. But can this be applied to everybody? Is this just a blanket statement here about the 4% rule, Kev?
And, you know, Jess, that's the problem with this industry. People make blanket statements without looking at each individual's personal situation or personal plan or lack of plan. So it absolutely can work, but it absolutely doesn't always work. It all depends on what's going on with the market. It all depends on how aggressive you're invested. And it really what it comes down to, Jess, it's just pure math. If you lose 15% of your portfolio in any given year and you're taking out four, that's a 19% downturn on your portfolio. Are you necessarily going to make that money back going forward, or is that the beginning of the end for you? So it doesn't always work for everyone. That's why we talk about using and diversifying your income strategy, where you have dividend paying stocks that pay you a dividend, interest off of bonds, interest off of fixed annuities, or you look at one of these guaranteed income strategies, one of these annuities that will pay you a pension for the rest of your life, and it actually increases your overall success rate. So again, it's not for everybody. We can back test it and we can see, hey, if your current situation is continuing going forward, you know, how's it going to work for you? We can do math on it and basically show you, you know, you have a 50% probability, you have an 80% probability. But no, it doesn't always work for everyone. You do have to be careful because, again, if we have a major downturn, basically can have holes in the ship. And all of a sudden, you know what happens when you get holes in the ship, Jess.
Absolutely. And I love that you're saying, you know, it's not for everybody. This is not a blanket statement of 4% rule works for everybody, because everybody's situation is different. And that's why it's crucial to work with somebody like Kevin, again, with over two decades of experience. I can say, look, this is what we need to do for your specific situation. And you're answering those questions of, am I going to run out of money? Have I saved enough? Well, you're answering the questions with that guaranteed income strategy you keep talking about here. And you're going to be prepared for whether the market's up, whether the market's down, and being able to withdraw, you know, strategically, also including things like inflation and those kind of things that we can't control. This is why it's so important to have this one-on-one conversation. Put together your financial roadmap. That's exactly what it is. Picture the big maps we used to all keep in our car. Open it up, say, okay, I'm starting here. I want to end here. What's the fastest, best way to get there? That's exactly how Kevin's going to help you. 610-553-6953. 610-553-6953. Are you a big Amazon fan, Kevin?
Oh, I'm addicted, Jess.
Who isn't, right? That poor Amazon guy, he's at my house more than I am, I feel like.
I'm the guy that actually, I'll drive to like Walmart and I'll look at, you know, an item, and then I'll look on Amazon. And literally, if it's cheaper, I'll buy it off Amazon, even though I just drove to Walmart.
That's, hey, listen, we all do it. We've all done it. We've all been there. And I tell you what, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, he recently made headlines. He's a gazillionaire, billionaire guy, right? But he's also trying to find ways to save money because he moved from Washington State to Florida. And you're asking yourself, why? Well, taxes.
Yeah.
First of all, Washington has a 7% capital gains tax, while Florida has zero. So when Bezos sells 50 million Amazon shares over the next year, as a Florida resident, he's going to pocket and he's going to save $610 million. But wealth lawyer Matt Sorensen, he says there's more.
Washington has an estate tax of 20% once you have a $2 million or larger estate. Bezos has a much larger estate than $2 million, okay? So he's going to have a 20% estate tax when he dies. Bezos is planning his death to be in Florida, where there will be zero estate tax at the state level.
Wow. Okay. So I know a lot of us hear these numbers, $610 million. You hear Jeff Bezos, you go, well, I'm no Jeff Bezos, right? I don't need to have a tax plan in place. I mean, he's protecting and millions of dollars, but that's not the case. I mean, we all need to have a plan in place so that we can save on taxes in retirement. And Kevin, that's what you do. You help us.
Absolutely, Jess. And you know what? The guy's smart. I mean, you know, he doesn't have all these millions, you know, because he's not, you know, looking into the best way or the most successful way for him to manage everything, right? So again, there's a lot of people that are going down to Florida, and I believe South Carolina is another state that is very tax friendly for retirees too. So again, it's a smart move. We talk about it all the time. The individual investor can also, you know, do some tax strategies before or while they're in retirement where, you know, you can reduce the amount of your IRAs or your 401ks that have to go to the government. So, again, it's all about just educating yourself. You know, obviously someone got into his ear and said, hey, you know, if you move to Florida, buy a home in Florida, set up a residence in Florida, you'll be able to save all this money. Same thing with, you know, what we do at our workshops. We talk to people about converting IRAs, converting 401ks, and putting money into Roths, which are now tax-free tools that you can use. So again, it's just educating yourself and becoming aware of what's available and taking advantage of the rules and the opportunities that the government allows you to use.
And again, this is a conversation that it can't be complicated, honestly, if you're trying to figure it out by yourself. I mean, let's face it, the IRS, the government, Uncle Sam, they make nothing easy. That is the truth. And so that's why, you know, Kevin, you read this stuff inside and out. You're on top of all the latest and greatest ways to save money. You're on top of the latest tax changes. And I know
webinars,
we do. We go for education.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, for those of us that are just kind of waiting for that April 15th deadline, we pay the taxes, we move on. I mean, it really goes past that. As you're saying here, even the millionaires out there like Jeff Bezos making moves now to prepare for the future. For those listening today, Kevin, what's the best way for them to sit down with you and put together a tax strategy?
Well, again, Jess, it's a matter of you know, us understanding what you have and what you're doing, right? So if you have pensions and you have, you know, Social Security and you don't need your IRA money for any, you know, income need, right? Then you do want to look at possibly taking some of that and converting it. And yeah, it's painful. You know, you got to pay the taxes now, but we anticipate the taxes to be more in the future. So it becomes a smart move. And then if you look at your overall estate plan, your overall big picture where the money's going to go to the next generation, it does become more and more convincing to start doing some of the conversions now, pay the taxes now, so that the money becomes more of a legacy in the future. Again, if you're in that situation where you do have a significant amount of IRA money, 401k money, and you don't really need it right now, and you are, you know, not at the requirement age where you have to start taking the money out, give us a call here. Let's put together the retirement roadmap. We'll do the before the conversions and we'll do the after the conversions, and you can see how in the end the difference between the amount of money that your heirs can now inherit tax-free versus the taxes that your heirs will pay if you don't do anything and you kind of just ignore it going forward. Mm-hmm.
Find out more at maddenwealth.com.
Kevin Madden is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Madden Wealth Advisors LLC, RWA, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance and annuities offered through Kevin Madden, New Jersey Insurance License 893-4505.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.